you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about salvation from sin. If you're a realist, if you're honest with yourself, you know that you are a sinner. There isn't a one of us who could honestly say that we live up even to our own expectations, let alone to God's. And if we read the Bible carefully at all, we discover over and over again the statements that tell us that we are in need of a Savior. Christians are not perfect, they're just forgiven. Have you seen that bumper sticker? Well, that's an important statement. We are not perfect. We are on the way to becoming like Jesus Christ. But I certainly have a long way to go. And there's hardly a day that goes by when I'm not deeply conscious of my own sinfulness. But how wonderful it is not to spend my life in misery looking inside myself and thinking how awful I am and what dreadful mistakes I've made and what bloopers I've made on this radio program and how many people I've hurt and how much misunderstanding I've caused. You know, I could spend a lot of time doing that and lying awake at night. I leave it with God, and I come to Him for specific cleansing, for specific sins. The Bible tells me that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I was reading yesterday from a book called My Utmost for His Highest, written by Oswald Chambers, readings for every day of the year. And I want to read the rest of the part that I started yesterday. He starts right out by saying, very few of us have any understanding of the reason why Jesus Christ died. And he quotes John 12:32, I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. The one thing we have to do is to exhibit Jesus Christ crucified, to lift Him up all the time. Every doctrine that is not embedded in the cross of Jesus will lead astray. If the worker himself believes in Jesus Christ and is banking on the reality of redemption, the people he talks to must be concerned. The thing that remains and deepens is the worker's simple relationship to Jesus Christ. His usefulness to God depends on that and that alone. The calling of a New Testament worker is to uncover sin and to reveal Jesus Christ as Savior. Consequently, he cannot be poetical. He must be sternly surgical. We are sent by God to lift up Jesus Christ, not to give wonderfully beautiful discourses. We have to probe straight down as deeply as God has probed us, to be keen in sensing the Scriptures which bring the truth straight home, and to apply them fearlessly. I pray that the Lord will help me to be faithful to the message of the cross. Those of you who pray for me, will you pray that prayer? Yesterday, I was trying to clarify the fact that when we are saved, when Jesus Christ died for us, it was not primarily or merely to save us from the punishment of our sins. It was to save us from sin. Is the Bible just a dry, dusty book to you? Is Christianity merely a religion? Does it have any effects on a Tuesday or a Thursday or a Saturday? I want to say to you that the Bible is either true, and therefore it is a guide to life, and Christianity is a transforming truth which affects every nook and cranny, or the Bible and Christianity are nothing. The man to whom virtue is but the ornament of character, something over and above, not essential to it, is not yet a man. Think about that one. I'll read that again. The man to whom virtue is but the ornament of character, something over and above, but not essential to it, is not yet a man. You know, I wouldn't waste a quarter of an hour for even one day of broadcasting if I did not believe with all my heart the things that I'm saying to you. Who of you has not something plaguing him, something from which you really want to be free? Circumstances or people that you would like to see changed, somebody who makes it impossible, somebody or something, who makes it impossible to think of your life as completely good. We have discomforts, we have inconveniences. But from just mere discomforts and inconveniences, which certainly are the story of our lives daily in some measure, from those little things to the great misery that makes you want to die, we all experience a measure of suffering. What is the cause? Evil. Moral evil is the cause. The self, myself, the selfishness in others. Now, I want to talk about that evil in ourselves. You and I need to be rescued. We need to be saved. Now, the remedy is not to set the world right by changing politics or solving the pollution problem or finding a cure for AIDS or stamping out pornography and abortion and poverty. We are not going to succeed in doing any of those things for very long if we pay no attention to the very first business which ought to concern us, our individual character and conduct. The world can only be saved one person at a time. A sick man needs health. The world is sick. The sickness is moral evil. The cure is moral health, rightness, wholeness, righteousness. Can you do that by yourself? 1,000 times no. We can't do it by ourselves. You've tried, haven't you? You've tried to right things that you know were wrong in your life, and for a while it works, and then you fall into it again. Sometimes we fall into something much worse than the thing we were trying to avoid. It is a hideous corruption of the message of the gospel to say that Jesus came to save us only from the consequences of sin rather than the sin itself. Now, would it make sense for Jesus to save us only from the consequences of sin, only from hell, only from eternal punishment? Jesus wants you and me to live in company with him here, now, on earth. I read all those verses yesterday that tell us this, to rescue us out of this present age of wickedness, to prove his love for us, that we might cease to live for ourselves. 1 John 3:4 says he came to do away with sins. He came for the very purpose of undoing the devil's work. The love he showed us in sending his son as the remedy for the defilement of our sins, not just the punishment, but the defilement. He suffered in order to bring us to God, to make us a pure people, marked out for himself, eager to do good. Do you want to be a godly man, a pure woman, a people marked out for Christ himself? You remember when Mary and Joseph learned that Mary was to be the mother of the Son of God. They were told by the angel that his name was to be called Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. He came to make us children of God heirs of God, to free us from all that keeps us from joy. Do you realize that? Do you believe it? Do you accept it? Notice how Jesus went about his work. He didn't abolish all the evil that was going on in the world in his day. In fact, he let evil work, and he worked himself in slow and unencouraging ways of helping. He was working at making men holy. The 12 that he chose particularly to be his disciples and to live and work and walk with him day by day were sinners. And he let them sin. There are accounts, aren't there, of some of the sins of those disciples in our Bibles. He did not crush evil by force, in other words. He did not compel justice. He didn't destroy the wicked. Think of what he put up with at the hands of the religious leaders who were so hateful and so opposed to his message. He didn't compel them to shut up. He didn't destroy them. He didn't even bring peace by a prince's rule. He wanted to gather Jerusalem under his wing, but he said, "You wouldn't." He never made people grovel. He will not cure the consequences of our sin until he cures the sin. We're going to be talking about that again tomorrow.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.